Jim Saves the Ocean by Sara Barwani.
Once upon the island of St. Martin, there lived a young girl named Kim. She loved many things, but her favorite thing was to find somewhere good for a swim. She swam in the Caribbean Sea with coral, through the seagrass of Simpson Bay Lagoon, by beaches, in ponds. She'd swim anywhere, in mornings, nights, and afternoons. One day, when she was out swimming, Kim couldn't believe what she saw. Among all the ripples, crustaceans, and fish sat a lonely white plastic straw. The straw was unlike most straws that she saw, for this was a talking one. She'd got herself stranded in the ocean waves, and she wasn't having much fun.
"Help me! I'm drowning!"
the straw cried.
"I'm coming for you,"
Kim called out. Kim swam really fast and took her to shore. She'd save her, of that there's no doubt.
"My name is Emmy,"
the straw said to Kim.
"I'm from the Straw Army, you see. I came here especially to find you and to deliver to you a plea. My friends and all my family live in the burnt-out dump. It's just across the salt pond. How we got there has us stumped. We need your help to get us out, for we don't know quite how. We are in a real big mess. Will you come help us now?"
"What would I do?" Kim exclaimed. "I don't know where to start."
"I have a plan,"
Emmy explained.
"Come, get us on your raft."
So Kim, she grabbed her raft and sat Emmy on the deck floor. She pulled the raft out by a rope, then swam away from shore. But soon, they had a problem. The raft, it sprung a leak.
"Don't worry, I'm the perfect fit,"
said Emmy.
"Go now, quick. And once you've saved my people, you can reuse my plastic bag to fix your raft up properly to fill in this great big crack."
Emmy felt a little bump from underneath the raft. The funny-looking creature tried to bite her clean in half. It was a very hungry turtle.
"Hey, stop! I'm not lunch. I swear to God, I promise you, please do not chew and munch."
The turtle looked a bit confused, not knowing what to do. For turtles think that plastic's food. They cannot tell. It's true. They will head for plastic snacks each and every single time. To know that and ignore the fact it should be made a crime. For turtles choke on straws and cups, get wrapped in plastic bags. Some of them don't live long once they've swallowed plastic rags.
"Be careful, Mr. Turtle," said Kim. "Tell all of your kind that plastic's not for eating, so leave the trash you find."
Now the ocean bit was done. Up the channel they went. They came across Emmy's old friend, a rusty spoon named Brent. But he was having trouble.
"Quick, my friend, he cannot swim."
So Kim paddled after Brent and saved his spoony skin.
"Oh, thank you much,"
gabbled Brent.
"I don't belong in water. People shouldn't throw us in. I'm a spoon, not an otter."
Soon, they reached the floodgates and sailed into the pond. Kim swam towards the far-off shore. The dump was just beyond. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a pelican appeared. The brown bird fell out of the sky, which they all thought was real. When Kim swam up to rescue it, they could all plainly see the plastic from a pack of cans was stuck around both its knees.
Oh no, not this again,
the bird said.
It's the third time this week, and since my dad swallowed that pen, he can barely even speak.
Birds who hunt around near water often get caught up. It cuts their wings and legs and beaks, so don't dump cans and cups. Once Kim had freed the pelican and placed him next to Emmy, they glided over to the dump. The pond was still and steady. Emmy's family was thrilled when Kim pulled up the raft. They clambered onto the small deck. They cried, they smiled, they laughed. But as the straws were celebrating, Kim looked at the dump. So much human waste piled up. It put her in a grump. She promised she would never throw plastic away again, and she would tell all that she met to do the very same. And so they sailed home, right back to Kim's fresh ocean shore. The straws, the spoon, and pelican were in trouble no more. They partied every evening for many, many days, and Kim was given all their love, their thanks, their gifts, their praise. After all this, as promised, Emmy helped fix the leak so that the raft could still sail up a river, a pond, or a creek. Kim upcycled Emmy the straw, gave her a second purpose. She was making sure Kim's raft stayed always on the surface. And as for Brent the spoon, well, Kim has a job for him too. She needed a way to find out which way the wind blew. Kim made Brent the spoon into her raft's new weather vane, so neither Emmy, Brent, nor Kim would get lost at sea again.
The end.